Diamond League, Olympic Stadium in London, and of course he was coming down from altitude, having spent a month in the Sierra Nevada mountains there, which was only an off-out spot, but it had to be done as he prepares for the World Championships, of course. 144.07 today, finished seventh. Pretty much everybody that's anybody in the world of 800-metre running was in this race. He was at the back of it for quite a while. Then his strength came through over the last 150, as it has done right through the season, and he pushed for a better position, and eventually finished in seventh. 144.07, that's his third fastest, as I say. And, you know, actually he'd be relatively happy with that because, you know, it's his first race back down. He's been out training, pretty much training for a month. So it'll take him a bit just to get back down and get used to the normal airflow and then get involved. So that's it. 144.07, third fastest ever, and competitive at the end of the race. So that's positive. Also today we had young Neil Kenny athlete from the Royal and Prior School, represent the Royal and Prior, in fact, and the Irish schools team across in England for the international schools, four countries, England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. And young Harry McIlwain, he finished third, 10.89 in the 100 metres and finished fourth in the 200 metres. And, you know, as I said, I reflected to his coach, Catherine McDavid, afterwards. Basically, to be honest, the fact that his season's now over, but the fact that sticks out for me with him, he's running fast, of course he is, for his age and all that kind of stuff, but that he's been consistent. Sometimes young athletes at that young age, they have a blowout days and it doesn't work for them, but he's been consistent over the last month, 6 weeks, so that says a lot. That's very important. So very, very positive, and I'm sure she's very positive. So Harry McIlwain, the name that we've been throwing around in terms of medals and championships and stuff, as a young developing athlete out of Donegal. Also yesterday we had Carol Laverty of Finn Valley. She was representing Ireland in the 1500 metres in the European Under 23 Championships. That was in Bergen in Norway. She ran 4:23. It's about where she's at the end of a long season. Of course she had a tough collegiate season, and experience is going to be important to her, but she didn't qualify for the final, and that was probably the chase that she was on. It didn't happen for her, but 4:23 is still a consistent performance, and she's been running 4:20s right through the season for her college problems over in the States. So well done to her, and congratulations to her on her under 23 selection. So that's pretty much it. Mark English back in from the mountains, basically, a 144.07, a really strong performance, but he will be looking for more as the rest of the season develops towards, as I repeat again, towards September for those World Championships in Tokyo.